Today's Mishnayos is Masechtas Kalayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. So we're continuing to discuss halachas of Kalayim. Now, the Isser of Kalayim, specifically as it relates to vegetables and beans and grains, is Sotcha Loi Sizra Kalayim. You're not allowed to physically take the two things and graft them together, but you're also not allowed to take the seeds and plant them together in a field. Stating that, midai raisa, it's only aser if you physically plant them together. To have a field where in that field you're going to have a little bit of wheat and a little bit of barley is not aser midai raisa. If you didn't take the seeds and b'mapolis yad, physically put them in the ground together, you didn't violate the issa dei raisa. However, midrabanan, it's not okay for a person to have a field where you have different types of minin that are grown. Now, because the iser for a person to have in his field different minim growing simultaneously is only an issa d'rabanan, so the rabbanon made certain kulas. They said that in the event that it doesn't look 100% like what you have over here is kalayim, that would be a heter, that would be an excuse for certain things to be mutter. So our Mishnah is going to give examples of when it's mutter, when it's okay for a person to have a field where in the field he's going to have different minim growing at the same time. What happens if a person has a field and inside the field he has sa'irim, he also has chitim. Now, the patch of sa'irim was a square, whereas the patch of the chitim was a roish tor, was a triangle, so that the shapes of the chitim and the sa'irim were not the same. So the halach is mutter. In that case, you're allowed to have it together. And the reason is, b'pneisha hu nira kisayv sadeo, because it's clear they don't look like they're literally in the same field together, because of the different shapes, so it looks like they're separate, and as long as it looks like it's separate, that's enough for it to be mutter. Again, because there's no issa dei raisa here, all it is an issa dei rabbanan, and as long as there is some hacker that something is different, that would be enough to satisfy the issa dei rabbanan. Shaloi chitim v'shal chaveiro min acher. What happens if somebody had a field, and inside his field he was growing chitim, his neighbor's field, literally adjacent to him, something else was growing, he had sa'irim growing. So the halach is muta lismoich loy me'oisamet. This is a very big chiddush. What he's allowed to do is, he's allowed to take sa'irim and grow it in his own field as long as it's on the border, it connects to his neighbor's field. So again, your field you have chitim, your neighbor's field you have sa'irim. That's not a problem. My field's my field, my neighbor's field is my neighbor's field. That's not asam edei raisa. They weren't planted together. It can't be asam ed rabbanan either. It's two separate fields. The chiddush over here is that if I want to now plant another min, lichat chila, in my field, as long as it's the same min as what's growing in my neighbor's field, the adjacent field, it's going to be mutter. The reason is because what I'm going to have in my field now looks like an extension of my neighbor's field. And if it looks like an extension of my neighbor's field, so there's a way to rationalize that maybe that's not in my field. Maybe it's really part of my neighbor's field, and in that case, it's going to be mutter. Again, it's a very big chiddush, but being that we're only dealing with an issa dei rabbanan, therefore it's okay. Another halacha, another time where something that you would have thought would be a problem is going to be mutter. Shaloi chitim v'shal chaveiro chitim. Person had a wheat field, and he's adjacent to his friend's field, which is also a wheat field. Mutter lismoich loy telem shal pishtan. He's allowed to plant a telem, one row of flax, in between the two fields. So he's going to do it at the border. He has chitim. His neighbor has chitim, and in between the two chitims, he's going to plant one row of pishtan. That's okay. But the Mishnah says, it's only going to be mutter if he wants to plant pishtan, but if he wants to plant some other telem, some other min, it's not going to be okay. Now, why would you think this is not okay? Because this is Kalayim 101. You're planting two things in the same field. Now, it's not Kalayim de Reis, it's only Kalayim de Rabbanon. Okay, but it's Kalayim de Rabbanon. So you would think it's not fine. The Mishnah says that as long as it's one telem, and the telem is pishtan, it's going to be mutter. And the Mefarshim Mishnayos explain, because people used to sometimes plant one row of pishtan just to test the seed, to see what the plant is going to come out like. And being that that's what people used to do, if you do this, it's going to look like that's what you're doing. It doesn't look like you're actually planting kalayim. The whole issa would have been an issa dei rabbanan because of the optics. In this case, there are no bad optics, and it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. Rav Shimon argued. He said, "Echad zera pishtan, echad kol minim." No, just like you couldn't do this with some other min, you can't do it with pishtan either. And even though Rav Shimon's tiny to the rabbanan, I hear your shtickle taira, why you think pishtan's different, but it doesn't matter. Pishtan is treated the same way as other mina. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, Af be'emtsa sadeh u'mutter livdoik betalon shel pishtan. Rabbi Yossi is super makel. He says it's mutter with pishtan. But not only is it mutter at the edge of the field, it's even mutter in the middle of the field. Meaning the Tanakhama said it's only mutter at the edge of the field. Rabbi Yossi said, even in the middle of the field, even there, if you want to plant pishtan, it's going to be okay. Tanakhama said middle of the field. No, that looks like it's kalayim. You want to do it at the edge of the field, it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi's mater, he says it's even mutter if you want to do it in the middle of the field. So we have three shittas as it relates to if somebody wants to do a test run on some pishtan in middle of a field where he has chitin. Is that mutter or is it not mutter? According to the Tanakhama, yes, as long as you do it at the edge of the field. If you do it in the middle of the field, it's not going to be okay. And by the way, you see from the Tanakhama that the Tanakhama held that even if you're doing it in between your field and your neighbor's field, that's not the same as doing it in the middle of your own field. So in the middle of your own field is going to be aser. But if you do it at the edge of your field, it's mutter. Even if the edge of your field is really in between your field and your neighbor's field, and yours and your neighbor's field are both chitin. So really, it looks a little like it's be'emtsa sadeo. It doesn't matter. It's going to be mutter. Right? That's why the Mishnah mentioned a fancy case. Shaloi chitin, v'shal chaveiro chitin, and you're doing it in the middle. It's because there's a chiddush here. That even though it looks a little like it's in the middle of the field, and in the middle of the field is not okay, that will be okay. Okay, Rav Shimon holds that it doesn't matter if it's Pishtan or Kol Minim, everything is always going to be Aser. Rav Yossi is the biggest Mekel. Rav Yossi says that this is something that you're allowed to do even in the middle of the field. Mishnah Ches. So Mishnah Zayin, the end of Mishnah Zayin, discussed a person that wants to make a test run with his flax seed inside a field of chitin. And the Mishnah mentioned a three-way machloikis, a Tanakhama, Rav Shimon, Rav Yossi, if and when it's okay. So Mishnah Ches is going to begin me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisa inyin. Ein soimchin l'stei tfuah chardol v'charia. If somebody has a field where there's tfuah growing, such as chitin, and at the edge of the field, he wants to do a test run with a mustard seed or charia, that's a saffron seed. So the Mishnah said it's not okay. Meaning, even though the previous Mishnah said that pishtan, when it comes to flax, maybe it's mutter, but when it comes to chardol and charia, then it's not mutter. Aval soimchin l'stei yurakis chardol v'charia. However, if your field is not a tfuah field, but rather what you have inside your field is your rock, is his vegetables, then if you want at the edge of the field to do a test run with mustard or saffron, that's going to be mutter. So it seems that pishtan is always going to be mutter, with the exception of Shitas Rav Shimon, chardel and charia, it depends. If it's a tfuah field, it's going to be a problem. If it's a chardel, if it's a yurakos field, then it's going to be mutter. What does it depend? What's the difference between tfuah and yurakos? It depends on what's common. People used to do test runs in their stay yurakos with chardel and charia. So if you do it, it doesn't look like you're planting kalayim. It looks like you're just making a test, but you're going to quickly get rid of it. However, people did not do it in a stay tfuah. Pishtan, they did even in a stay tfuah. Chardel and charia, they did. And it's for that reason, it's going to be aser to do it in a field of tfuah. The Mishnah now is going to discuss what happens if somebody has a field and he planted something, he wants to plant something else in the field, which is mutter midairaisa, sometimes asa midrabon. Now, if you want to do that, you have to make sure there's a hafsek. So the question is, what's the definition of a hafsek? Our Mishnah is going to give examples. V'soymech labor. In the event that there's an empty piece of land inside your field, you plant one thing on one side, and you want to plant something else on the other side, that's mutter. V'lanir, or if there's a plowed piece of land, that also would serve as a hafsek. V'lagafa, if you have a wall that's where you have stones that are piled up on top of each other, however, they're not attached with tit. They're not actually cemented together. That's what a guff is. V'laderech, or there was a path that was going through the field, and you want to plant something on one side, and you want to plant something else on the other. V'lagader, shugavaya asar tfachim, or you have a fence that's 10 tfachim tall. We know that a mechitza throughout Shas, whether you're learning Erevin or Shabbos or Sukkah or Kalayim, is always 10 tfachim tall. So if you have a god or you have a fence that's 10 tfachim tall, for the charetz, or there was a ditch, that's 10 tfachim deep, it's also 4 tfachim wide. So when it comes to the god there, the fence, it doesn't matter how wide it is. When it comes to the charetz, there would have to be 4 tfachim wide, or if there was a tree that was hovering on top of the ground, and you planted something underneath the tree, and you want to plant something else on the other side of the tree, or if there's a rock that's 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide, all these things serve as a separation. So again, what's the Mishnah saying? That you have one field, inside the field you want to plant two minim. Ordinarily, the halacha would be, if you ask your local rabbi, it is forbidden. However, if there's a mechitza of some sort, it's going to be okay. And the Mishnah just gave a whole list of examples of mechitzas: empty piece of land, a plowed piece of land, a wall, even if the bricks are not cemented together, a path If you have a fence that's 10 tfachim tall, you have a ditch that's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, you have a tree that's mesach al haaretz, where the branches are hovering on top of the ground and you want to plant underneath it, or there's a big rack, all these things would serve as a mechitza.